Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
301-230-0980 is the number. Here on this Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today, Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney, taking you up to 7 o'clock. Wizards basketball coming up later on tonight. The return of Bilal Coulibaly to the Wizards lineup. They're in OKC taking on SGA and the champs. They're 5-0 talking about the Thunder. Can the Wizards hand them their first loss of the season? We'll discuss that a little bit later on in the 6 o'clock hour. Coming up in about a half hour, the dean of all things DC sports, David Aldridge, going to join the program. We will ask him the same question we're asking you at 301-230-0980. Trade deadline coming up at Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern time. The question is, should Sunday Night Football's outcome, right, should that outcome determine, dictate what the Commanders do at the trade deadline? Some folks think they should be buyers. Others think they should be sellers. I want to dig into our pal Ben Standing Substack. Does a tremendous job. Make sure you subscribe to his Substack, Last Man Standing, to get the latest on the old Washington Commanders. Ben Standing does a tremendous job. You can check out the Last Man Standing podcast as well from our guy Ben Standing. Ben Standing, got the chance. First of all, Ben is super plugged in. And because of that, he's been able to build some tremendous relationships throughout his time covering the National Football League. And in those relationships, you've seen Ben Standing get pretty close to some general managers throughout the league. And I think right now, where things stand for the Commanders, this season can go one way or the other coming up on Sunday night against the Seahawks. Ben was able to interview current former GMs throughout the National Football League and ask them the question, right? Well, which Commanders players would net you 2026 draft capital? We will get you the answers on that coming up here momentarily, but I want to just look at the question at face value first here. Should Sunday Night Football, to that outcome, dictate how Washington moves at the trade deadline? I can make the argument that, yeah, it should. I can also make the argument that, no, it shouldn't. You are still in year two of the rebuild. So I do think any drastic decisions right now should be considered irrational, honestly. And then I just gave you the draft capital for Washington in 2026. You've got a first, a third, fifth, 2 sixths, and a seventh. I'll be real with you. I am not in the business of mortgaging any more future draft capital for quick fixes. As Ant said earlier, you got to build this thing through the draft. You do. You have to build this thing through the draft. Now, to me, if you're the Commanders, right, even if you lose on Sunday night, I'm also not turning into irrational sellers either. Right? Like, Deron Payne is the name that keeps coming up. Should Washington move on from Deron Payne? Deron Payne is in a situation where this is the final year where he's got fully guaranteed money. I believe next year, a portion of his contract is not guaranteed, and you can have some salary cap relief if you choose to part ways with him. I also ask this question to anybody that's eager to get rid of Deron Payne. What is your replacement? How do you replace Deron Payne, who may not be worth the contract, but he's definitely a top half of the league defensive tackle? I don't think there's any argument for that. So Bill Barnwell, ESPN.com, put Washington in the category of should probably deal players for picks. Should that be the mentality of this team coming up Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern time? That's the tough question here. Because I could make the argument that, you know what? Maybe they should, right? Maybe they should. I just don't know, man. I look at this group and go, man, look. This year is what it is, right? You've been crushed by injury. You haven't executed worth the damn. To turn into just full-blown sellers and concede the rest of the way, like, I don't know if I'm on board with that. Now, I get trying to move on from a guy like Deebo Samuel because there's no, you know, it's a one-year deal that he's on. I get maybe trying to move on from Marshon Lattimore. But, like, the big question is, like, well, what are you getting back for those guys? Is it worth it to move on, or should you just bite the bullet and see what happens the rest of the way? Because while we're all talking about Sunday being a must-win, there is a scenario, it's unlikely, but it's possible, where they lose on Sunday night and then still make the playoffs. It's the National Football League. Anything can happen. But, like, it's a tough conversation. And if they lose or win on Sunday, should that impact what they do at the deadline?
I think it depends if Terry McLaurin... I feel like a lot of this rests on Terry McLaurin. I don't think the offense can be as successful down the stretch of the rest of this season if Terry McLaurin isn't involved. So if they were to put him on IR, if they were to do anything ahead of next week's deadline, I would say, yes, we should be sellers at the trade deadline. No question. Mm. No question.
301-230-0980 is the number. Is that how you all are feeling? Because I think I get where Ant's coming from. Totally. I just wonder, well, where do we go from there? Because if we're going to sell one, I'm of the mindset you might as well sell them all.
I mean, I'm worth selling. We got some interesting trade pieces.
Do we, though? And that's what I'm trying to – look, I'm stalling here because I'm having trouble getting into the Substack for whatever reason.
You got Deebo. You got Deron Payne. You got Bobby. You got Marshon Lattimore. And I saw on Twitter or X earlier, you know, there might be some interest from the Bears because of his OD coordinator is out there in Chicago. So
totally. So that's a possibility. I'm trying to – maybe I'll have to call Ben Standick during the break so I can get some access to the Substack because it's some good stuff in here.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But while we're efforting to get what the GM said, because Ben had the benefit of talking to several GMs throughout the league, and they dished on players that could net 2026 draft capital for Washington. Before we know who those players are, let's just chew on that here real quick. Who do you think could get you draft capital? Because right now, I don't know if anyone's getting you a second, which you don't have. I don't know if anyone's getting you a fourth, maybe. Maybe that you can get a fourth from somebody. But, like, that means moving on from a Deron Payne, potentially, from a Brandon Coleman, potentially.
I think Deron Payne definitely has value.
A fourth, though? I know, like, we play Madden, so I feel like we're kind of off base, or callers maybe off base in terms of, like, just how valuable a fourth-round pick is to NFL execs. That's a rich pick.
It is.
But in return, you're getting a quality player back, a starter in this league.
I mean, we were able to trade, and this is no shade at Montez Sweat, but we were able to get a second in return for Montez Sweat, who had 6 sacks on the season, you know, leading up to that point in time. I think Deron Payne has played exceptional. And he's getting a lot of the attention right now because of the injuries to all the other players on the D-line. So I think we can get something for him.
301-230-0980 is the number. I'm going to have to call Ben during the break to try and figure out how I can read this thing in its entirety. You all make sure you chime in and check in with our guy Ben Standing. Lastmanstanding.substack.com to hear and read the latest from Ben Standing. 301-230-0980 is the number. Should Sunday Night Football, should that outcome dictate what the Commanders do at the deadline? I say yes and I say no. Is there a scenario, if they win, let me ask you this, if they win, are you down to mortgage more future picks to get immediate help?
No.
Is that a cold no?
It's a cold no, just because.
Mind you, too, you can trade. You do have your full allotment in 2027.
Yeah.
That's where I get interested. If you want to dip in the stash a little bit, I may be down to do that.
I mean, I got to see how the defense looks. You also believe that the defense is, you know, trending in the right direction.
But they need an edge. I think that's their biggest hole.
If the defense goes out there and, you know, shuts down this offense, because Seattle has a damn good offense.
They do.
I think I would be more of a believer, but I'm not mortgaging and, you know, going all in. Just because, again, we don't know what certainty there will be with Terry McLaurin. The success of our offense hinges on Terry McLaurin being out there. I understand we have
data. Do you go trade for a wide receiver then?
No, I'm not doing that. Who are we getting? Are we not getting a top 10 receiver?
Jalen Waddle.
Who?
Jalen Waddle. Brian Thomas Jr. 301-230-0980. Line up on the phones, man. We want to hear from you. Should Sunday Night Football, should that outcome dictate what the Commanders do at the trade deadline? Your call's next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.